That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Happy July. It's been really quite a summer. I'm in New Hampshire and we had rain every day during the month of June. And it's still coming down. Of course, it's the water year, so we'll have to see what happens. And Saturn is in Pisces. So tonight we're going to talk about the nodal axial shifts and what it will do to change us, and we'll go right through December. Where are Aries and Libra in your chart? Do you know? It's important to know the houses that these nodes fall in, because they go very deep and are karmic as well as powerful. Tonight, I will teach you the basic orientation of your birth chart and house rulership, so that you can understand this for your own life. The nodal axis moves along with the moon's orbit. The north node is the most important because it represents where we are moving to. In other words, our future. The nodes have been in Taurus and Scorpio for the last 18 months and have focused on land, real estate, finances, and our values. Many of us have changed our belief system and values during this time. This experience was reinforced by Uranus, which is also in Taurus until 2026. All of us collectively are changing our values from work for profit to sharing with the group, sharing our resources, sharing our love with the group. As the North Node moves into Aries, we will begin to take action from our new values. Any action we take has to be rooted in our values. The opposing house to Aries is Libra. And so we have set up a dynamic, me, Aries, versus we, Libra. Especially if it's falling in your first and seventh houses. It doesn't matter which one falls where. This time we'll focus on relationships for you over the next 18 months. I suggest you go back into your life from December 2004 to June of 2006. That was the last time that the North Node was in Aries and the South Node was in Libra. What was happening with you? Was it relationships, career, home, finances, taxes, the elderly parents and their living quarters, your children leaving the home for education or a job? That will poke at your memory about some time. Exactly what happened to you. Can you remember 2004 and 2006? I know I remember. Where the nodes shift to is where the eclipse will fall over the next 18 months. Eclipses can only happen when the new moon or the full moon occur close to the nodal axis. Not only will the nodes affect the area of action, particularly the north node, in our birth chart, and that's where we're headed, is the qualities that we are meant to develop by sign, by house, in order to get soul satisfaction. The soul was created in this body that you have for something. Everybody wants to know what their reason for living is. The North Node tells you that's where we were meant to be doing in this lifetime. In your birth chart, you should know what your North Node sign is and which house it is placed in. This is your compass, your beacon of light. I have often been asked what planet I think is the most important in the astrological chart. And to me, it's always been the North Node. The rest of the planetary spread in your chart support the North Node's soul direction, where the soul is headed in this incarnation. We do have a caller, and I'm pleased. We have Lucia from New York. How are you, Lucia?
Well, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm sitting there. It's been a long haul. Do you have a question?
I do. Today's my birthday. And so I have been blocked for just such a long time. I'm not even going to go into it, but I've lost a lot of inspiration. I'm a choreographer and dancer. And where I live, this apartment situation, I just feel so blocked and stuck with the energy. I feel like every time I come close to finally breaking through and cutting cords and getting it right and coming close to like opportunities, it's like an invisible hand. Something just gets in my way. It's like dark energy, dark energy. And I'm
Lucia.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Do you meditate?
I do, but not deep meditations. I listen to a lot of meditation music.
You have to spend time with yourself and going inside. There's a fear that you have and that you can absolutely clear if you meditate. For example, you are going to have a huge change pretty soon, within the next 6 weeks. And if you have an opportunity to move, you need to go inside and see yourself packing up and visualize yourself in the new place. And that will get you what you want. That's what you have not done. what you've done is gone into fear and gotten so anxious with yourself that you created the block for the move. That means you have to stay there and learn more lessons until inside your body, you can become clear. And that will happen if you do and follow going within and accepting the move and looking forward to the move.
Absolutely. Understandable. Okay.
You'll do.
Makes sense.
It'll happen. So good luck to you, and thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help and advice. Have a good night. Thank you.
So let's look at the properties of Aries, the energy we're moving into, and where we all are headed for the next 18 months. The lower expression of Aries is anger, aggression, assertion, warlike energies, impulsive energies, impatient, impetuous, selfish. Me first, me and my needs. I don't think about other people. And this energy can be very focused, very driving, and very aggressive. And it's really very warlike when it's in its negative state. And these are the lower energies of Aries, and they're very, very immature. Now, the higher energies are the more evolved for all of us. These energies will be playing out. Stepping into your sovereignty, your inner authority, your sense of independence, self-sufficiency, courage, your own sense of being a leader and a hero in your own life, independence, being a pioneer, initiation, having the confidence and faith to say, yep, that's what I'm going to do. That's where I'm going to. Not any ego-based way, but in a very strong sense of center and power. Not throwing your weight around. So I'm going to give you a mantra tonight. I'm going to say it a lot throughout the show. This is your Aries mantra when the nodes change on the 18th of July. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. That mantra will bring you up into the higher energies of Aries. What Aries has, very strong, is a clear sense of self. Aries is the first sign in the zodiac, often called the baby or child of the zodiac. Aries is simple and uncomplicated. Yes, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I can offer the world. Aries tends to be very present and lives in the present moment. Well, of course, that's where our power lies. And one book for you to read that would help you understand it is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. So this is Elizabeth Joyce. Well, let's find out. I'm going to continue on with a lot more information after our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back shortly. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, July 10th through July 16th, 2023. Monday, July 10th, has Warrior Mars moving into hardworking Virgo until August 27th. You will have to find the proper balance between accomplishing tangible projects and other planetary energy that prefers to play and be creative. Energies could be tense, and it may not be the best day to begin or approach the higher-ups with new ideas. They may reject just for the higher-ups to show authority. That's how Mars is working now. Monday may be a day when you just want to relax at home. However, getting out and socializing could prove to be very interesting and exciting. Mars is active as it exits Leo and enters Virgo. While Mars is entering the zodiac sign of Virgo, Mercury is in the last degrees of Cancer before it opposes Pluto and squares the moon's node early Tuesday morning. It makes a trine to Neptune in Pisces. When Mercury enters the fiery sign of Leo, it promises a creative, confident, and mentally inspired time until the end of the month. Tuesday is an energetic, positive day in terms of work. You will be able to plow through a large amount of tasks. When Mercury is in Leo, the time will be filled with mental bravery and an optimistic outlook, so dare to be different. Wednesday, the Sun approaches the square to Chiron, and just hours later reaches the lunar node and squares Pluto and Mercury. During this time, things develop rapidly and erratically. There could be some fake news, and it may be challenging to assess external events and your own abilities correctly. We can expect contradictory information and an increase in mixed messages. Some major undertakings may now suddenly align with someone's anxious feelings. However, Wednesday's conservative vibrations promote spontaneity in dating, and you will be able to express yourself without feeling reserved or shy. Thursday brings up a time when you need to stand strong against the status quo. A lunar T-square suggests that you hold back presenting any new ideas until Friday. Friday, July 14th, is a much better day for pioneering into new areas and ideas. The moon is in restless Gemini, making it difficult to concentrate on anything that's too deep. Schedule an evening out with colleagues as the moon is cheerful and upbeat. Focus on enjoying the weekend, hanging out with friends and loved ones. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program on Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from me helping you out through this week. So we are spending all of our time in the past. If we do that, we are leaking power. If we're worried about what we did or how somebody we affected is thinking of us, spending time in the past, we leak our power. And if we're anxious about the future, we're leaking our power. The only place that we have power right now is in the present moment. Aries energy is really good at that. Probably the best in the zodiac for that. It's also very single-minded, focused. It has a simple, not complicated, direct energy. Like, there's a lake and I'm hot, I'm going swimming. That would be an Aries. Aries energy has a strong physical presence, an immediacy, a vitality, a love for life, a love of being alive. It very much sets a single-minded intention. It is great at goal setting. It takes a single-minded and focused energy, and in that sense, Aries can be great at achieving. it doesn't leak anything to any side. You can't pull it off its track. So it's walking down the yellow brick road, and if somebody on the side of the road says, hey, come over here, it doesn't do it. It stays right focused on its goal. Well, how does that fit into the community and groups? That's the Aquarius energy. And that's where we're headed to. Out of Capricorn into Aquarius. As many groups have been forming over the past 2 years, on Zoom, on everything, each person is starting to develop a clearer and clearer sense of self. Yes, these are my gifts. Yes, this is what I want to do. Yes, I know who I am. Yes, I know what my piece of the puzzle is. Yes, I know how I fit in with other people. Everyone has a role to play in their group community. Grassroots up. Aquarius energy is where we're headed. And it doesn't contradict the Aquarius energy. It works with it and flows with it. So that's really good. It actually strengthens it. By each person having a sense of self and a unique role to play. That is so important with Pluto moving gradually into Aquarius. We are moving forward as a collective consciousness, as a human race. We are moving forward. Pluto will be solid in Aquarius in January of 2024 for the next 20 years. Aries and Libra energy is very much a sign of relationships. That's the Libra side. Relationships are going to be highlighted. No matter what house your nodal energy falls in your chart. Because we're all moving towards this sense of a soul tribe. The right group for you, whether it's your family, whether it's a new neighborhood group, whether it's your university friends or your high school friends, it might be people that you have online, your frequency is gradually moving. Either to a person or a group online or to your tribe. The people we are on the same wavelength with, the people we resonate with, they have the same values which you have worked out for yourself over the past 18 months. And these are the people with whom we are moving forward with into our future. Now, think about the last 18 months. We went through COVID. We've been through a lot of change. Many people have had losses and are sad, and they have changed their value system. So that's where we are now. We're coming out of it, and we're going to have some action. You may find with the South Node in Libra that relationships of all kinds, whether it be your partnership with a friend, a business partner, a neighbor, that because you're no longer working on the same frequency with some of those relationships, they will just fall away. With less and less common ground between you to hold the relationship together. We are evolving so rapidly, so quickly. The South Node represents the areas we have already covered. Particularly in your own chart. What's familiar? What's safe? What's your comfort zone? It's areas and qualities that we have already developed. Some of them we can let go now and focus more fully on that compass point of the North Node. In many, many ways, it's going to be so much better. And in some ways, it'll rock us a little bit. With Libra in the South Node position, it tends to express itself not in a positive way. It can be that we've been a people pleaser, that we've compromised, that we've come out of advanced yoga to make sure that we don't rock the boat. The two signs that hate confrontation the most are Pisces and Libra. They hate it. Libra has the need for balance. Libra always has the need for a partner. They're known to marry young with a pretty face. That's a Libra rising. Everything nice, smiley, keep the harmony. That's why many Libras are called fair weather friends. They agree with both sides, and they will go to great lengths to defer to the other. The default action of Libra is, well, if that makes you happy, then that makes me happy. Or, whatever you decide. Or, if that works for you, that works for me. People around Libras with the aspect are happy because they get their needs met. So people love Libras for the most part. However, the Libra person doesn't get their need met because they are always deferring to the other. That is where we will be shedding more of this nodal change, going along with the system, going along with the government, going along with what all the leaders are asking us of. Libra is a very conventional sign. It wants to be agreeable, not rock the boat, not challenge. There's a sense of conformity. Everyone else is doing it, and I don't want to rock the boat. So, I'll go along with it. Libra has to do with the pact or agreements that we've made. Its symbol is the scale of justice. So as we move into the Aries Libra energy on the 18th of July, we're going to be questioning those as we move forward. We will become much more critical in our views, in a positive, discernment way critical. There's a difference between critique and criticizing. Critiques are healthy. Criticizing is downplaying. We may say, but is that working for us now? Is that working for the community or for me? Or is it redundant? I only went along with it when it came into law, not to rock the boat. This is going to become quite a strong viewpoint and emotional feeling. Also, will there be relationships that you've outgrown? Many people have felt that there is a Grand Canyon increasingly appearing in relationships that we thought were going to be in our lives for a very long time. We are evolving so quickly. Those gaps, those holes that lack connection are appearing more and more. The trick is to keep your connection inside. You want to keep your connection. It's important that you do. So we're going to stop now and have our half-hour break. I have a lot more to tell you, and I have a lot of dates to give you that I want you to have a pad and pencil when we come back. And also, you will be able to download the pod probably by Tuesday. So get your pad and pencil, and we'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Come and sing simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read is made of lies. But speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son? Wake you in the mornings when we rise. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Brother Solzhenitsyn, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend a line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Now no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers or kings. So let's all build them shelves where they can fight it out among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere.
We the people here don't want a war. I say let it fill the air, telling people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war.
That was my very good friend, Bobby Darin, and he wrote that beautiful song during the Vietnam War in the late 60s. And it's perfect. It's perfect all the time. It will live forever. So we have Dina on the phone. Are you there, Dina?
Yes, ma'am.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering, my husband and I have had some hard times connecting. It's been a little rocky, and I was just wondering if we're going to find that connection and that spark, or if it's just...
Well, if it's getting a little rusty now, Nina, I suggest it might be disappearing. Ask yourself why. Ask yourself what the disconnection is and what the connection is. Go within and give it to God. Just say, if this is supposed to be, give me a sign. And you will get a sign. You will. When is his birthday?
It is 2/4/68, February 4th. 1968.
Yeah. You're an Aries and he's a Pisces. And you're going to have a tremendous change when this node comes in. And if you really, really care about him, you can work it out. Just give it time. But be aware of what your upsets are and what triggers you. And if it's worth it, it will last. Because both of you are the same type of people in many ways. So that I can do a full reading with you, couples reading offline. And the website is new-visions.com. But thanks for calling and good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care.
So now we're going to go back to what's happening between December of 2004 and June of 2006. Did you pinpoint it? Because it will really be helpful to you now. If the North Node was or will be conjuncting a planet in your chart or your ascendant or your midheaven, then the energy will be particularly potent. The April eclipse this year was at 29 degrees Aries and has open the door for events to occur around the time of this nodal change, July 18th. What was happening with you back in April? That will feed into the present time, particularly if you have a transit planet. Also, if you're old enough, April 1986 through December of 1987 was the time before the 2000 when the nodes were in Aries and Libra. What happened around then? That's when my son graduated from college. That I remember. With the nodes, you have a deep sense of karma. You have a deep sense of this is destiny. This is from a past life. The nodes can act as a pivot point for a certain life experience. So look for a conjunction. Look for the symbolism of the planet that it conjuncts. Look for the house and the nodes where it's placed, and you will get pretty much what the energy will be. The energy is deep, karmic, mystical, and very connected to past lives. Once you connect and see that this is taking you way back, not only to previous experiences in this lifetime, but back to previous lives, you will really start to live at a deeper level. The nodes operate at a soul level. They're in the subconscious. They're below the conscious stream. And they always move retrograde. So they begin at 29 degrees and move backwards to zero. And the nodes move about 2 degrees a month, so you can track it on your chart. For example, if you have a node conjuncting at 20 degrees and we're coming in at 29 degrees, then you want to know what month the 20 degree is, and that's when you'll have the karmic experience. It's really fascinating. I hope I'm not giving you too much, but it's fascinating. And I can help you, you know that. So give me a call for a reading if you would like. 2023 through 2024, from July on, will be very intense and powerful because Pluto is in Capricorn and it squares the nodal axis in Aries. This creates a vice-like evolutionary squeeze on us. We're being squeezed as a humanity. Have you noticed? There is a constant struggle and pressure. We really are moving into a new episode, a new world, a higher frequency. And one of the big themes with this T-square, Pluto moving through the last degrees of Capricorn, is very much linked to government authority. Now remember Miley and her wrecking ball. This is linked to top-down rulership. Authority, governments, monarchy, institutions, colleges and schools, having power over people. But Aries is at the other end of the circle of energy. Inner authority, not external authority. Inner authority. My own sense of power. My own sense. My own center. And they're polite. You don't have to be violent. Yes, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. Super clearly. By the way, that's tonight's mantra for you, as I said before. Use it daily up to July 18th and beyond it. It will give you such an inner strength. You'll be surprised. We have Deb from New York online too. Deb, are you there?
Yes, how are you? Good evening.
Well, I'm hanging in there. How are you? Getting excited about the changes that are coming?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you getting excited about the changes that are coming? You're an Aquarius.
Oh, so. Please. I hope so. Sure. I just got chills when you said that. I'm ready. I'm ready for the changes.
They're coming, believe me. What can I do for you?
Well, I have my moon in 29 Aries, believe it or not.
Oh.
And I'm hoping for the best, you know, but I want to move from where I am right now.
Well, the moon at 29 degrees Aries is going to bring you emotional upset. Usually that has to do with a family member or a close relationship. So that you have to get through. And that will probably take until the end of September. As for your moving, I see your move coming after February of 2024. That's clear. So it's going to be a little bit more time. Where are you in New York?
I'm Westchester, at the northern end of Westchester.
Oh, I know Westchester. It's nice. So I see it coming, but it isn't yet. It might be with a new relationship.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, yeah. I love what you were saying about I know who I am.
Yes.
And that really resonated with me. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Well, write it down and use it for yourself.
I wrote it down. I wrote down every word. You said three different sentences. I have them all.
And I'll say it again. And you can always listen to the broadcast and download it from the website, bbsradio.com.
I do that as well. It's really great.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Now, going
good
back.
Evening. Thank you.
The nodal shift in Aries will move us into authority. However, it's authority with the cosmos. And once Pluto settles in Aquarius next January 2024, then we'll really be into the outer limits authority, into the galactic group. That's another new group that we're going to be having, the galactic group. By acceleration of moving into your special community, each person can have a crystal clear focus of their role, and their uniqueness within the community will become very apparent. What can you do for your community? What can you do for others? From July 2023 on, we are really in our individual timeline. There is no judgment within this. Everything is new, and we all are being given our individual soul contract. We can go at our own speed and do the best we can, walking our individual timelines with our guides and angels. There's so much to say about the nodes, especially because of their past life influence. For you, the important thing to know is where they fall in your chart and what planets they aspect at what degree for your timing. Now, I'm going to tell you the last 6 months of 2023, July through December. Have you got your pencil and paper? So here we go. All the action and intensity of the year will be the last 6 months of 2023. You need to know what's coming down. Something big is about to happen. Make your body strong. Take your nutrients. Eat carefully. Stay fresh and clean. Get a clear mind. Exercise, and do not allow yourself to go into fear. You have two things to help you with that. One is our beautiful Richard Shulman, who has given his music to this program, and we play it at the end every week. And the other is Ardas, A-R-D-A-S. That's by the Crimson Series. If you want me to send you Ardas, just send me an email at elizabeth@new-visions.com. August 18th through October 3rd, that's going to be another pandemic scare, something to do with health. July 12th, Mars goes into Virgo, which is very serious, and it creates several yods. Now, a yod in the sky are three planets forming a Y. It's Mars, the North Node, Saturn, Jupiter, and Uranus. Something intense is about to happen anytime after July 12th up to September 1st. September 17th, the Moon conjuncts the South Node. That will be emotional. It will be out of the past, and it will be a relationship. September 20th, we have Jupiter. September 30th, we have Uranus. They are all going to conjunct the South Node. Now, Jupiter will make your dream come true. will make everything that you've been working on come together for you. On the 30th with Uranus, it can be a sudden explosion, a tower moment, for good or for ill. Let's hope it's for good. Through September 14th and September 20th, Joe Biden will not be doing well. He will have health problems, and he could be asked to step down. On October 3rd, Mars conjuncts the South Node in Libra. That's going to affect the economy, the stock market, and government change. There's going to be lots of government changes in the White House. I'm going to tell you one thing, and that is the White House knows exactly where the cocaine came from. On October 4th, Mars in Libra is on the South Node. Now that's aggression again, and that's action. That could be the day that you move, and you might move back to your hometown, for example, because it's the South Node, and that's the past. October 14th is a solar eclipse in Libra. The lunar eclipse on October 28th is off the charts. Mars conjuncts Mercury in Scorpio. There'll be no balance. Everything will seem out of control, out of whack, like there's no justice. All of this opposes Uranus and Jupiter in Taurus. That's what the lunar eclipse is going to bring on October 28th. Eclipses are always a wipeout. Something gets erased or eliminated. The eclipses are one of the best tools we have as an astrologer. What happens is that something hidden is revealed. It comes into the light. And I think that whatever this is going to be shocking for everyone, as well as mean-spirited. We even could find out about extraterrestrials, which is scary for everyone, but really a beautiful thing. It's about time. What is all this leading to? A major clearing out. We all now know what we have to work on. We see what the problems are. They may be ignored, but the first step is to be taken care of is a realization of the problem. This is when healing truly begins, when the problem appears out of the blue. Then the healing begins. If you can see it, you can heal it. Also, Saturn is stationing. It's about to turn direct in Pisces, but it's standing still at 0 degrees Pisces at the end of October, which brings things into reality. This is where we have to wake up and get real. You know, Pisces is a dreamer, and Pisces likes to imagine instead of being in reality. But it is going to have to wake up. As I said, we're all going to have to wake up and get real. We just can't listen to the media anymore. That's what Bobby said in his song. Most of what you read is lies. Why? Because it's all propaganda. The media is owned by the same people. They are ruled by corporations, people with a motive and a lot to hide. They know what they want the masses to believe and how to control them. And that's what they are putting out there. You need to listen to your heart and to your community, not what the media is telling you. Like I said, the White House knows exactly where the cocaine from. There is something else I found out this week that made me very sad. Do you know that electric cars are dirtier and more dangerous than gas cars? What is this all about? And that's the way you have to build the electric car, what it takes to build one. Also, They want to cover the sun. They want to create something to stop the sun from shining on the earth. That's going to affect all your solar panels. That's why I didn't get solar panels. There were two reasons. One, we were going to have no sun. And two, they're made in China, and I will not support my enemy. Three is the Fed coin. That's going to be a lie. That's going to be to get control of you, your savings, your money, and your retirement. So we need to resist that as much as possible. Listen to what's going on. Let your body feel that. Get the true facts. And you won't believe how much you're being lied to. If you sit and you listen to your body, you won't believe it. Around November 25th, Mars goes into Sagittarius. And the day before it does, the sun will be aligned with Mars in Scorpio. The sun and Mars together represents violence, murder, some kind of mass calamity, warlike, fighting, anger, violence, and sneak attacks. Almost as if China was going into Taiwan. I don't think they will. It might be another country. Because remember, this is happening all over the world. November 24th through the end of November and part of December, Mars travels with the sun. Destruction, tearing down, lots of tower moments. So let's review. We are coming to the end of the show. So we'll do a little review. August begins the energy for these changes and upsets. September, something big will happen. It will be huge. It will be a big blowout. October, the eclipses. There's two of them. A solar and a lunar. And there'll be a lot going on with the economy because of what just happened in September. The after effects. We're going to be cleaning it up. November and December is not good, especially for health matters. Leaders are struck down, and it's hard to breathe the air in some areas. We can have financial health, mental health. Much of this turbulence is putting people over the edge. Mental health is really in focus, especially with Saturn in Pisces. This deals with hard-to-cure diseases, and mental health is one of them. Pisces deals with drugs, alcohol, and anything to do with the disturbance and deteriorations of the mental mind, the cognitive mind. But, crazy as it sounds, I have a lot of hope and positive feeling. For more than 50 years, we have been constantly lied to. And finally, the truth is all coming out. Yes, it will take some time before it's all settled. A good 3 years. In fact, 2024 looks like one thing right after the other. And then we have the elections in November of 2024. Jupiter and Uranus will be coming together at that time. Sudden, unexpected events. So much is changing and happening so fast. But it's all for the higher good. That's hard to remember sometimes. It's just the resistance to the good. The resistance to the truth that we have to work through. That's the after effects. That's what's creating all the catastrophes, the resistance to the change. My plan is to walk you all through it as best I can. In 2024, I have even more to say, but this will wrap it up for tonight. You can download this program tomorrow in the archives. We're going to listen to Elizabeth Hepburn sing If We Only Had Love. And we're going to hear Richard. And William will always tell us about the moonlight on our window. Remember, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Good night.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our
on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
Breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in
breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.